Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Nun Zayin as we continue deep into the throes of Ketzad Solin, the roasting of the Karban Pesach, the different halachas about the avoda of Karban Pesach. We discussed a little bit last time the halachas of what exactly happens if something becomes tamei. The Mishnah spoke about if the basar becomes tamei, if the chela becomes tamei, differences between Karban Pesach and other karbanos. So we mentioned, as we know, that achila plays a central role by Karban Pesach, unlike other karbanos. The language of the Mishnah on the last daf, shaloba mitchila so ela la achila, very important lashon. As we have noted over the past couple of days and weeks, in terms of the uniqueness of the shchita of the Karban Pesach, might be counted as a separate mitzvah, and the achila of the Karban Pesach, more of a mitzvah to eat than just a mitzvah that it shall be eaten. We saw also the day of Rabbi Nassan that it's not as crucial in terms of the achila, and that's why he said the Mishnah is delok Rabbi Nassan, because Rabbi Nassan said even if you only have the zrika in front of you, you're yotzi bezrika below achila. So we discussed the last time, and we spoke about if you only have do you do the zrika? We try to compare it for the kmitza, right? If the basar became tamei and the murin were lost, what would you say? And the Gemara said maybe there's no raya because maybe the last time we did, maybe that's like the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says you don't really need anything, even if you don't have the basar, you don't have the chalef, you would still do the zrika. So maybe that's the daya of the previous Mishnah. Okay, so that's what we discussed last time. Now we're up to the top of Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. Ba bitumas ovdin. What about the case we've discussed? The various halachas of tumah hucha betzibra, dechuyah betzibra. We said if most of the kohanim are tamei, if most of Am Yisrael are tamei, so then the pesach is ba bitumah, and it's even eaten bitumah, unlike other karbanos that don't have that detail. Right? That was the Mishnah on Amud Aleph on your last daf. Chamisha devarim boin bitumah ve'ein ne'echalin bitumah. So the other items, achila isn't as crucial. The other cases that we said, maybe it applies to almost all cases of Karban Tzibur, but these are the ones that are usually eaten. The Omer, the Shnei HaLechem, the Lechem Apanim, all of those are usually eaten, and therefore, if they're brought betumah, they're not eaten betumah, unlike Karban Pesach, which is also eaten betumah. Says the Gemara, Bavetumas Ovdin. Ovdin is an Oved, is the Kohen. What happens if the Kohanim are Tamei, but the Yisraelim are Tahar? And the Kalim being used are Tahar. We'll see how that works. With the Kohanim, how are the Kohanim not Metame? But the Gemara is asking, if you have the Kohanim that are Tame, but somehow you could have a case where the Basar is going to remain Tahar, but what if there is a Miut of Yisraelim that are Tmein? Right? Do we call this case of Baba Tumas Ovdin? The Kohanim are Tame, and therefore they, that we say Tumotra Betzibur, or Tehuya Betzibur, for that halacha, and we allow the Kohanim to do the Avoda, because they're the only ones that could do it in their Tame, but would we allow, does that make it Tuma, Hutra, Dechuya, Betzibur for all halachas, and therefore even the miyat of Yisraelim that are Tameim would be able to eat from the Karban Pesach? Or do we say no? The Karban Pesach itself is Tahar. How it remains Tahar, we'll see. So if it's Tahar, so then we don't have such a heter. It's not that the Dechuya Betzibur goes across the board and applies for all the ramifications. The Gemara says, Hey Chavita, what exactly is the case? How do you have a case where the Kohanim are Tameh, but the meat remains Tahar? Right? The Kohanim touch it. So that's it. The Kohanim touch it. So the Gemara says, no, this is the case. Shachtu oso ba'alei mumin. If you have Tahar Kohanim, who are Ba'alei mumin, right? Who can shecht? All the Kohanim that are non-Ba'alei mumin, so they're the ones that are Tameh. But and therefore they're going to be the ones that have to do the zrika. But shchita, remember, shchita can be done by anybody. Shchita can be done by a zar, so shchita can be done by a kohen balmum. So if a kohen balmum does the shchita, and then the meat is not touched by any tamei kohen, right? Vizarku oso, switch that word to mayim. So the shchita was done by the bali mum and tahorin. The zrika has to be done by a kohen non balmum, and they're tamei. That's okay. So the blood becomes tamei. So blood becomes tamei. So the question is, can the Yisraelim that are in the minority, that are tamei, could they eat? Rav Chaim Gadievsky says the question here is hutra dechuya. Right? How do we look at the concept of allowing tumah? Here the Kohanim are all tamei. The Kohanim that are not bali mumin are all tamei. So do we say that's hutra and therefore everything is mutter, including the miyut Yisraelim that are tamei? Or do we say dechuya? So therefore you could get away with here limiting and have only the Yisraelim Tahorim eat the Karan Pesach. Says Rav Chagidievsky, Nechal gam utzmeim, b'yafal pi she'ein rov atzibur tamei, ve'efshar she'ye'achel b'tara, hare hutra bo tuma eitzal Pesach zeh. O dilma, tuma d'chuyi hi b'tzibur. V'kol she'efshar ye'aseh b'tara, hilkach ino nechal, ela b'tara ukidim messiah. So do we say that? The other way to look at it, that some of the other Mepharshim say, is how do we look at the avodos of the Karan Pesach? Do we connect all the avodos and once zrika is allowed betuma, so then everything else, including the achila, which is part of, so to speak, the avoda of the Pesach, or not just hutra tchuya, but do we connect the avodos? Do we connect the parts of what's going on or not? So either way, that's the question. So Amar Abhila says it's based on a pasuk, v'drasha, v'basar sheyiga b'chal tameh lo yachel, the basar that becomes tameh, you cannot eat. Hari lo naga bo tameh. And yela maisa, the meat was not touched by somebody tameh. V'basar, called tar yochal basar, and the meat, only a tar can eat the meat of the carbon. Hari yesh kan tahorim sheyachlu, there are tahorim that can eat it. Right? And therefore, it sounds like from that drasha, Rabbi Hila says that it cannot be eaten by the Yisraelim ma'atim that are tameh. Right? You can't. It's limited. And therefore, maybe you would say this is a makor for dechuya, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi Zaora says no. Me'acher she'ilu ha-pesach haba b'tumah, v'necha b'tumah, if once this is called categorized as a korban pesach that is ba b'tumah, once it's babetuma, so then it could be nechal betuma as well. V'nechal betuma, v'achal could be shebabetuma. And this is once tuma is hutra by one part of the avoda, let's say by the zrika. So then it's hutra by the avoda sachila too. Or do you say hutra? That's what he's saying. He says once it's labeled as a pesach babetuma, so then we would allow it to be to allow the other avodas as well. Veda amar. So where did Rabbi Zaora say this? Where did Rabbi Zaora say that once it's mutter, it's a mutter? Veda Amar, where did he say it? So we're going to have another question of Rabbi Zaora, and we're going to see that if Rabbi Zaora only asked the question in the following, so then we're going to see that he is must assume that in the other question that we're asking now is going to be allowed. So Veda Amar, where are we medayik this from? Again, the fact that Rabbi Zaora says in this type of case where the Kohanim are tame, but you still you're going to allow the ma'atim of the Yisraelim to eat it. So Vayda Amar, Damar of Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Zaora, Boi. So Rabbi Zaora asked the following question: Baba Tomas Adam, what if only the blood is tame? What if only the blood is tame? So what do we say in that case? If the blood is tame, hey chavida. So what are the two tzadim? If the blood is tame, again, the question is: can the basar be ne'echal? Right, if the meat is tahar, say chavita, me'achar she'ein matirin lo lizrog kamisha babatuma. Do we say that since on a lachadchila level by a carbon yachid, if the dam is tameh, you're not allowed to be zorik lachadchila? Right, the tzitz is meratze b'di'eved, as we know the halacha that the tzitz being on the forehead of the kohen gadol has powers to cover up for sins of tuma. In certain cases. So by a carbon yachid, we don't say the tzitz marasa l'chadchila. We only say b'di'eved if you did it. But, so be'achar she'ei matir lo lizrok kimi, and there, because we don't allow by a carbon yachid, we wouldn't allow the zrika l'chadchila if the blood is tamei. But we would allow by carbon pesach. By Karan Pesach, we would allow the Zrika Lechadchila, so Kemisha Babatuma. So therefore, we should say that that's a right, that Pesach has a special type of heter, a special category, and everything is mutter. And everything is mutter, and even the meat would be able to be eaten in the case of Tumas Dam. Or do we say no? Me'achar, is Pesach so different than other Karbanos? Me'achar Shilu Avar Vizara Kurtza. Since even by a Karban Yachid, if you did the Zrika, it would work. So what that the Karban Pesach, you could even do a lechadchila. It works b'di'eved by other Karbanos, but even by Karban Sibur, by a Karban Yachid. So since there's not such a difference, there's such a difference between lechadchila and b'di'eved, between Pesach and the other is kemisha lo b'tuma. So you don't look at this as such an amazing, all-encompassing heter. Again, the question Rabbi Zaora asked is, if the blood is tamei, could the meat be eaten? And his two tzadim were, well, do we say, right, how different is Karban Pesach from the other Karbanos Yachid? Do we say by Karban Yachid, you can't do the Zrika Lachadchila if the blood is tamei? And by Karban Pesach, you can, so therefore there's a big difference between them, so you should say, once it's mutter, it's mutter. Or do we say, no, by other Karbanos Yachid, b'di'eved it's mutter. So karbetzach even lechanchila. That's not such a major difference. So we're going to limit any type of heter because it's not so different. But that's Reb Zohar's question. But now, and you have to add in, the Mefarshim add in, his only question, Reb Zohar's only question was a suffik if the blood was tamei. But if the Kohanim would be tamei, for sure, you know, that's a wide-ranging heter, and therefore that should allow the meat to be eaten. Right? And that's the diak that Reb Zohar said earlier, where we started off with Machlokas, Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Zohar, that if the Tumas Ovdin, read the question from on top, Tumas Ovdin, we would allow the meat to be eaten. Where do you know that from? From the fact that he's only bothered by the question of Dam, Tumas Dam, he's not bothered by Tumas Ovdin, it must be only, the only question by Tumas Dam, but by Tumas Ovdin, for sure, it would be allowed. So the Gemara says, Nishmeina, so Nishmeina Menada. But once we ask the question, let's learn from the following, right? The Carbonator says, Nishmeina Menada is, Klomar ta shma. It's like a ta shma. Let's learn from the following halacha. So we're going to have the halacha of the tzitz. Nishmina menada d'amar Rav Hoshea v'nasa Aaron es avon hakadoshim. Aaron will carry, right, with his tzitz. The Kohen Gadol will carry the avon and b'mechaper and wipe out the reality of the tumas avon hakadoshim. What is avon hakadoshim? So we darshin avon hakravim. The tzitz helps out if the blood or the meat is tamei. Avona kraven. Lo avona magriven. The tzitz does not help out if the kohanim or if the bialim are tamei. The tzitz does not help out in that case. Right? And that's these are all the halachas the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, right? The Shulchan Aruch for us. The Bias Mikdash and Perek Dalet. That's what the Rambam talks about. The halachas of Tuma and Karbanos. Let's just go there for a second and then we'll come back to our case. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Tamei Sha'avad B'Mikdash Chila Al Avodaso, the Chai Bisa B'Dei Shemarim Al Avodaso, a Tamei that did the Avod in the Bais Mikdash, the Avod is Mechulal, and it's Chai Bisa B'Dei Shemarim. Avo B'Shalo Shaha, even though he didn't delay and stay there anymore, based on a limud. Avo B'Shem Avad B'Tumei No Chai B'Bezdin Ela Malkus, Echava Kohanim Loi Mevinos Ola Bezdin, they would take care of him. The Kohanim did not accept too easily a coin that was ba bituma. V'chei tamei sha'av tava va'avad kodem sha'arav shimsha v'adosu psula. The Rambam Paskin's even a tful yom. A tamei sha'av went to the mikvah and he did the avoda. Chai v'isa b'dei shemayim. Sh'ne'amar, a special pasuk. V'lo yechalu b'shem elokehem. V'pi yashmu alamdu sh'zu asar l'tful yom sha'avad sha'adayin tamei hu. There's a big sugya we discussed in the past. Is it full yom tameh or tar? What do you categorize him? He's tar, but not fully tar, or he's still tameh, a vestige of tumah. The Rambam's lashon here is shadayin tamehu, Reb Daniel Bavli, right? And in the Maisa Nisim, so he discusses this with Reb Avraham and a Rambam, and they bring rayas back and forth from the Rambam's lashon. So here he says adayin tamehu, shenamar rabah shabish v'teher bechlal adayin lo tahar, but not a mechusar kippurim. That's the day eight. That's the after a tful yom. But the Rambam continues and discusses hatzitz meratze al tumas dvarim hakravim. Shenemar v'haya al meitzach Aaron when asa Aaron as avon hakadoshim. The tzitz works to be mechaper and help function. Right, the mechanism will still work. The avoda if it's avon hatameim. Avaleda meratze al tumas hane'echalin v'lo al tumas ha'adam. Shenitva b'tuma yedua. Elam kein aysa tuma dechuya b'tzibor shatzitz meratze alea. If it's a case of tuma dechuya. Betzibur. So again, the Brisa says here, that the Gemara quotes. What does Aaron as Avon HaKadoshim? Avon HaKravim, Lo Avon HaMakravim. What does that mean? Hefresh, Bain, Kraven, Liyachid, Kraven, Letzibur. There's a difference between a carbon Yachid and a carbon Tzibur. HaKraven, Liyachid, by a carbon Yachid, Im Yeshlo, if there is another animal to bring, Omim Lave, bring the other animal. Vim Lav, if there's no, even if there's no other animal, in material Luzrukas Damo. You can't do Zrikas Adam, there's no other animal. Right? If there's no other, you can't do Zrikas Adam, Lechadchila, by carbon yachid. Over vizarak hurtsa, but if you did it, there was no other animal and you did it, hurtsa, it works. We just said before, but the evidence works. Ha makriven, but if the makriven, the owners, the kohanim are tamei, li yachid, for a carbon yachid, bein she yeshlo, bein she elo hurtsa, that doesn't work. If it's a carbon yachid, and the for the people, the tis doesn't work for the people. Lo hurtsa. Ha kriven lit sibor, but for a carbon sebor, if the kohanim are tummy for a carbon sebor, im yesh omer lo havei. If there's another one, if there are other kohanim, so then havei. If there are other options, vim lav matir lo lizroch b'chitchila. But if not by a carbon sebor, so then we would allow tumah dechuyah b'tzibor, right? Even by tumas hamakriven, we would allow this b'gal lechatchila, right? So that's an amazing heter, a heter of even lechatchila to do the zrika. So we assume, because you have the, oh, let's just finish the brisa, but that's the line that we're going to focus on. Hamakrivin letzibor, bein sheyeshlo, bein sheelo, of avizara kurtza. But b'dievet, for sure, it's going to work. So this amazing heter, the Gemara is assuming, must allow, even across the board, even for the achila of miut tmeim. So both, Rabbi Zaora asked the question by the Tumas Dam, but we answer that even there we would allow the miut Yisraelim tmeim to eat. For sure, the earlier case where Rabbi Zaora said in the first question of Baba Tumas Ovdin, that would be allowed. Okay, period. Says the Gemara, now going back to the what we discussed in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Masnisa, the Mishnah said that by Karban Pesach, if the Basar became Tameh and the Chalev is Kayam, you're not Zorik the Dam, because the Karban Pesach is all about the Achila. Nitma Chalev, a Basar Kayam, Zorik HaDam. If the Chalev became Tameh and you still have the Basar that's Tar, you do Zorik HaDam. Because again, Karban Pesach is all about the Achila. And by Mukdashim, ain't okay. So now the Gemara has a comment, a Tana who argues on the Mishnah. Limits it, but Pashas argues. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Masnisa above it, Tumah Mishar Rishona. This is only, when do you say this halacha? If the Tumah, there was Tumah already before the Shechita. That's when it's called a Pesach above it, Tumah, and it could be even eaten be Tumah. Avalimba betara v'nitma. But if the Shechita was done betara, you didn't have the heter. It wasn't labeled as a Pesach above it, Tumah, because the Shechita was done betara. It came, became Tumah afterwards. Eino necha betumah. Right, then it's not Necha Batumah. You could do this Rika. You could do this Rika Batumah, but to finish the process, but you cannot, it cannot be Ian Batumah. That is Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar, Pashas argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't have any Chilukim. Right, if there's Tumah in the process, so even afterwards, you know, you would be able to eat it. But this is Rebbe Lazar. Says the Gemara that there's a Brisa that he's based on. The Brisa says, Shachtu Batara v'nitma tzibur. What happens if the Shechita was done Batara and then the Tzibur became Tameh? Yizarek Adam, right? The Dam, Yizarek Adam Batara. If there's a way to do the Zrikas Adam Batara, that's what you should do. Ba'al Yechal HaBasar Batumah. But the Basar is not eaten. That's the day that the Basar is not eaten Batumah. Even though now there's Tumah, you know, Batzibur, but it's not eaten. The Gemara just says, what's the source for that before we continue the Brisa? Rabbi Labashir, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nassani. Rabbi Yochanan says that this really reflects Rabbi Nassan. That if the Tumah happened in the middle of the process, you cannot let it do the Achila. But you continue the Zrika, this Rabbi Nassan, like we said, on yesterday's daf also. Rabbi Nassan Amar, Yosef Bezrika, below Achila. The Rabbanan would say, it's Nechal, even if it became Tameh after the Shechita. Right? There's no limit in the Pashas of the Mishnah. But this is the Brisa. The Brisa continues now. Shachtu Betara v'nitma hadam v'hatzibur. What happens if the Ushchita Batara, not only did the Dam become Tameh, which was the first case for the first thing was that the Tzibur became Tameh. Now we're saying that not only the Tzibur became Tameh, but the Dam. Shachtu Batara v'nitma hadam v'hatzibur. Then Yizorek hadam b'tumah. Valyecha basar b'tumah. The basar can't be eaten, as we said, Rabbi Nassan, but you do this because hadam b'tumah, because that's not, you don't have any choice in that matter. So ad kan, so we say that brisa reflects the shita of Rabbi Lazar, who says that achila is not his primary. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah says the name Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe not. That which we said before, that you can't eat the basar b'tumah, we thought that was like Rabbi Lazar's shita. The Rabbanan would agree. Maybe it's not Rabbi Nassan, but Karban Eidah explains. Maybe midah raisa, it can be eaten like the shita of the Rabbanan. But b'pnei maris ha'ayin, we're worried if you're able to eat this meat that, again, people became Tameh. The Shechita was done Batara. People became Tameh afterwards. If you're able to eat that, there's a worry that people are going to think, oh, you could eat this meat that the Tumah came afterwards. Shalo yomer reinu Pesach v'Batara, v'necha v'Tumah. They would think that even by a regular Karban Pesach, let's rub Batara, you let it eat a Batumah, because here the Shechita was done Batara. So they won't realize that there's a difference because everybody became Tameh. They'll think Shechita was done Batara, it doesn't matter, Karban Pesachs are allowed to be eaten Batumah. So where goes there, look at the Karban Eidah, fourth line, Gazrinan, Shema, you sovereign, the Gam B'Shas HaZrika, Hayu Tahor, V'Achar HaGritmu. Even if B'Shas HaZrika, everything was Tor, and then there was Tumah, so then you could still eat the Karban Pesach Batumah, and that's not allowed. That's not allowed if it's so late. So Gemara says, Me'ata, if you're making a gzera, that you shouldn't do the achila. You shouldn't do the achila because it could lead to problems. Lo yizarek adam b'tumah. So you shouldn't even do the zrikas adam. Shelo yu omrim. So people shouldn't say, Re'inu pesach shabbat v'tara v'nizrak b'tumah. Right? Aren't we worried about that? If you're worried about the achila, so too you should be worried about the zrika. And the Gemara answers, you're right. Gemara answers, you're right. Right? That is a worry. Okay, Karbata Eda. Nechash nami bizrika sadam. She yitu v'yizbru. They'll think, avheim imkonim, v'kleishurst, even if everything's tar. Mutulasos betuma. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Go back to what we said before. Sofcha meim marj Rabbi Nassan. He must be the Brisa's Rabbi Nassan Shita, who says that you could be Zorik without the Achila. The Achila is a Dindaraisa, so to speak, not a Dindarabanan of Maris Ayin. Actually, the idea of Maris Ayin flows from the Pasuk in Matos Maasei. V'yisim Nikiyim me'Hashem umi Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, you have to be clean, not only in the eyes of Hashem, but in the eyes of people. There is a Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer in Shuvas Chelik Vav in the Likutim Simin Nun Tes. He says, "Kol Yamai Hayiti Mitzar Al Mikra Hazeh." My whole life I've been concerned about this pasuk. V'isem Nekiyam Hashem Yisrael. V'yoser Efsharila Seis Yidei Shemar. To be clean in the eyes of Hashem, fine, because Hashem knows and you do your best. But Milas Seis Yidei Abrios. How is that possible? Right? Even they were even Choshe Moshe Rabbeinu. Kihem Choshvim Machshavos Zaros. Vinosim Vinosnim Muzaros Balavana. Right? People gossip and people talk. How could a person live their life on such a level? V'ani hirharti kama pa'amim im efshar shekiyim adam ba'olam mikrazeh amas kunto. Did anybody ever in the history of the world fulfill this pasuk to its perfection? V'ani elokim va'adam. People talk. Again, it's not in my control, Tony. I have to do as much as in my control. V'ulai alzeh kayo shlomo ha-melech, halav ha-shalom, says the Chazam Sofer, this is part of what shlomo ha-melech meant to Koheles, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa tov alo yachta. There's no tzadik. Ritzon alo marsha, afilo ba'asiyoso kol tov, e efshar, shlo yachta al kol panim ba'ofan ha-sheni b'yitziyas yidei ha-brios. So it's very hard. It's very hard to fulfill this, but we have to try to do what we can. Interesting, Maris Ayin, this is, our Gemara is about Maris Ayin of Adin Daraisa, because people are going to mess up on Adin Daraisa. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, what about Maris Ayin on Adin Darabanan? Is there a Maris Ayin on Adin Darabanan? So those who learned Yoredei are familiar with this, Machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach, about putting the power of milk next to the meat. Could you serve it at a fleshic meal? So maybe if it's chicken and not if it's beef, that's the discussion of the Ramah. In Yaradeya and the Shach and the Taz, right? So in Peizayin, towards the beginning, where the Ramah says, "Mutar laniach basar of b'toch chalav shkedim ulaochlo." You could put the chicken into the pot of milk and eat it. Ve'ein lachshos b'mishem maris ayin. Kivan shabasar of b'chalav eino aser ela midrabanan. Shemelo savasha gadi b'chalav imo yatsa of she'ein lachalav eim. Aval laniach basar behema b'toch chalav shkedim beef. That's the Ramah, and the Pri Chadash passing like the Ramah, but remember the Shach and the other Nosa Kelim are not so comfortable with this suggestion. They say, why? We have examples of even the Rabbanan. There's a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan. I think we mentioned this before, but the Aruch HaShulchan in that Simen, Yaradeya, Simen Pei Zayin, says, he brings the Ramah and he says, but some argue. V'yesha hikshu alav, d'matzino gam b'yisurei d'rabanan, chashju l'maris ayin b'yisurei Shabbos. V'li nira, says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe it's based on the Ramban. Based on the Ramban, that the Ramban discusses, v'li nira d'yisurei Shabbos ein lomod. The Ramban already says that the yisurei d'rabanan of Shabbos have a different category, a different feel. Right? They're even called shvusim. They're called Shvusim, Yisurei D'Rabbanan with a special name, and therefore they are more related to a D'Oraisa than just a D'Rabbanan. D'Kol Yisurei Shabbos D'Rabbanan Havi K'D'Oraisa. Based on the Ramban. V'raya Shari Matzinu bin Nevi'im Isra Mekach U'Memkar bin Nechemya. Right, the Pesukim, Divrei Kabbalah. V'od, so that's why he says, even if you find Maris Ayin, but you don't find it by other Yisurei D'Rabbanan, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you might find it by Yisurei D'Rabbanan of Shabbos, because those have special halachas. Right, those are, we might say, like based on the Ramban, they are chiyuvim d'rabanan, but there is a kiyam d'araisa. There's a kiyam d'araisa that there are of Shabbason, of the mizazeh of Shabbason to create the Shabbos environment, the Shabbos day. So that's the idea that the Aruch HaShulchan says. Okay, if you have other kashas that the Shach and others ask from other Yisrael d'Rabbanan, you have a problem. But if it's the Shabbos ones, then it's not as much of a problem because those are related to that Rabban. It's a kiyam d'araisa. Those are more chamar. Okay. Now the Gemara says, even though Rabbi Nassan, let's say in the case where the Tumah happened, you could still do the Zrika, right? We had this at the beginning of the Gemara also. Rabbi Nassan said, Yotzin bezrika b'lo achila. The achila is not as primary because you have that drasha of Oso, one Karei Pesach for all of Klal Yisrael. But there are limitations even for Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan requires the potential of achila, even though it might not require the actual achila. Mod Rabbi Nassan b'chol of ubezakein. Rabbi Nassan would agree that if you shech the Karei Pesach for a chol and a zakin, it's possible. You need la'ochlav. Mod Rabbi Nassan he bechabura shenitzma oved shela. If the kohen who's doing the avoda is metameh the karban from the beginning, he's tameh, then the whole karban Pesach is ruined. Right? If the kohen is tameh, and even Rabbi Nassan would agree that they have to go to Pesach sheni, they're not yotzei. Bechabura shenitzma oved shela shein nidach le Pesach sheni. Right? They're nitche. Right? Because that's seder roi lachila. It has to be at least ra'ui at a certain stage. Mod Rabbi Nassan, again, also, b'chabura shenimsos yaboles, b'ora shenidach lepesach hasheni. If you find a balmum, right? If the animal is tamei, or if the animal is a balmum, then also, they are nidach to pesach sheni, right? There's, even Rabbi Nassan requires potential, right? There's so many halachas of potential. Remember the din of Rabbi Zeira, Kalaroy Labila. Sometimes you need the potential of a certain reality, even if you don't actually need that reality to take place. Right? We quote the Rishonim expand Rabbi Zeira's din. The interesting one I like to quote is that Ritva in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches. Right? Daf Lamed Ches, there's Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what to do if somebody's in the middle of their quiet Shmona Esrei, their quiet Amidah, and then the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. So what do you do? So we know what the halacha is. But if you look in the Rishonim, Tosfos says, well, first we'll start with Rashi, where we pass him like Rashi. Rashi says, you stop and you listen, and ki'ilu you said Kedusha, then you continue. Tosa says, how can you stop and listen? Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona means as if you said it. You can't answer Kedusha in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So Tosa says, don't stop. It will be a hefsik, and therefore, just keep going. Just keep going. That's Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. The Ritva agrees with Tosfos. Agrees with Tosfos. Don't stop, but for a very different reason. A very different reason. The Ritva says that the reason is that Shomea Ka'ona would not work in this case. Shomea Ka'ona only works when you would be able to say it yourself. If you have the potential to say it yourself, you can say Kiddush Friday night yourself, so you can be Yotzei with somebody else saying Kiddush. But if you can't, Mia dafka b'sheroi la'anos, avalam eino roi la'anos, kigon she'eino naki, o she'mispalel, ve'eino rashoi la'hafsik, eino yotzei b'shmiya, you're not yotzei, l'ficha chamron. Therefore, if you, the Ritva says in this case, you shouldn't stop. That's what he says as a deya. We call makom, yesh alushok l'shmua k'divri ha'go'onim, alfi she'eino rashoi la'anos, yotzei b'kavach, and that's rabosai. But he says, I think that many rabbeim say you should go like Rashi. Avogdoli migdoli ador, gadol migdoli ador, omer she'ein lo lishtok, v'chulu. So he has that discussion. But again, that's about potential. So Rabbi Nassan requires the potential of the achila of Karan Pesach, even if you don't actually need to eat that Karan Pesach. Relating to Ba'ali Mum also, we mentioned that there are so many mitzvahs, right? There are many mitzvahs that are included in the world of Ba'al Mum. This would be Makdash Ba'al Mum, would be Makdash Ba'al Mum, but Zrikas Adam of the Ba'al Mum. There's one interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts, and the Chinuch follows him, a separate Lo Sa'aseh to be do avoda of a Baal Mum over, a temporary. There's an iser of doing the avoda with a Baal Mum kavua. But the mitzvah ayin aleph, the Rambam says, shehizir Baal Mum over, this is talking about the Kohen, shelo lavod kolzman shamum hahubo. There's an iser for a Kohen who has a temporary mum to do the avoda. Kama agara vayalefes vahadom elohem in amumim haovrim. Vuamar ki kol ish asher bo mo lo yikraf. The Ramban there says, I beg to differ. Vani Omer, when the Gemara says that a Baal Mum over is included, it's included in the Yisra Baal Mum. Not a separate Lo Sa'aseh. Vani Omer, Shamani Azu, Ima Kodemes La, Mitzvahs Lo Sa'aseh Achas Hi. Vihi Shemanu Aksuvim, Kol Baal Mum, Min Avoda. Ubiaro, Shekol Amumin, Bimini Azos. Ushnehem Yachad, Lahashlim Hadin, Beinyin Hazeh. Kema Maharav. Right, so it's not included. The Leif Sameach points out that it's based on two different psukim. That's why the Rambam got it definitely. Ube'emes, dvarev b'zeh shal tam. The Leif Sameach says the Ramban makes sense. Umikal makom ha-braisa disifri kepashta holechas adarach harav. Why? Because it's two different sukkin. The mumover kamafik le mikra achrina. Imkain shrei lave nenhu. The imze batla Ramban, but he says he could argue on the Ramban's other tainas, but this is interesting machlokas. Ayin Aleph, the Ramban and the Rambam, how many mitzvahs are there for a Kohen who is a Balmum? One more case. Says the Gemara Chamesh Chaburishin is Aru Oris Bischein. You have five groups that did the brought the Korban Pesach. They skinned the animal, and after they skinned the animal, they were going to the Kohen and were going to give back the hides to them, and all of a sudden they realized they got mixed up. One of the hides has a mum on it. So one of these Korbanas Pesach is not allowed to be eaten. So what do? They're all mixed up. They all have to be burned because they're all suffik. But none of them have to do Pesach Sheni because, you know, they were in the Parsha. They were in the Parsha, and Achila is not Ma'akev in this case. Period. So the Gemara just ends off with one more line. Sovereign Meimad Rabbi Nasani. We thought originally that the Brisa that we just had an Amman Aleph was Rabbi Nasan, and we tried to say it's Mara Sinai, and then we went back to say it's Rabbi Nasan. Again, if there's Tumah after the Shechita, before the Zrika, do you do the Zrika? And do you allow the Achila? So we say the Rabbanan allow the Achila, and Rabbi Nasan says no. The Gemara says you don't have to say it's Rabbi Nasan, because you can say it's the Rabbanan, and it's an unusual case. Tifter Divrei Akol B'mitame B'savik Kever at the home. If it's a totally unknown tumah that nobody ever knew about, what's called kever at the home, there's a special din, there's a special kzeiras hakasuv that there would be, even Rabbi Nassim would say there's no zrika there, because even the Rabbanan would say that you'd be able to continue the avoda, as we'll learn later on, there's a special kzeiras hakasuv regarding kever at the home. Meaning we'll talk about that more next time, but don't have to limit it to Rabbi Nassim, because maybe Rabbi Nassim would also say you don't do the Zrika in this case. So you have to come up with a different shot, and that is Tumas at the home. But the Shem will start with that and explain that a little more next time.